And they said, Should he deal with our sister as with an harlot? When Judas saw her, he thought her to be an harlot, because she had covered her face. Then he asked the men of that place, saying, Where is the harlot that was openly by the wayside? And they said, There was no harlot in this place. And he returned to Judah and said, I cannot find her. And also the men of the place said, That there was no harlot in this place. And it came to pass about 3 months after that it was told Judah, saying, Tamar thy daughter-in-law hath played the harlot, and also, behold, she is with child by whoredom. And Judah said, Bring her forth, and let her be burnt. A widow, or a divorced woman, or profane, or an harlot, thee shall he not take, but he shall take a virgin of his own people to wife. And the city shall be accursed, even it, and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had. And she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. Now Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of an harlot, and Gilead begat Jephthah. Then went Samson to Gaza, and saw there an harlot, and went in unto her. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot, and subtle of heart. How is the faithful city become an harlot? It was full of judgment. Righteousness lodged in it, but now murderers. And it shall come to pass in that day that Tyre shall be forgotten 70 years, according to the days of one king. After the end of 70 years, shall Tyre sing as an harlot. Take an harp, go about the city, thou harlot that hast been forgotten. Make sweet melody, sing many songs, that thou mayest be remembered. For of old time I have broken thy yoke, and burst thy bands, and thou saidst, I will not transgress, when upon every high hill and under every green tree thou wanderest playing the harlot. They say, if a man put away his wife, and she go from him, and become another man's, shall he return unto her again? Shall not that land be greatly polluted? But thou hast played the harlot with many lovers. Yet return again to me, saith the Lord. The Lord said also unto me in the days of Josiah the king, Hast thou seen that which backsliding Israel hath done? She is gone up upon every high mountain, and under every green tree, and there hath played the harlot. And I saw when for all the causes whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, I had put her away, and given her a bill of divorce. Yet her treacherous sister Judah feared not, but went and played the harlot also. But thou didst trust in thine own beauty, and placed the harlot because of thy renown, and pourest out of thy fornications on every one that passed by. His it was. And of thy garments thou didst take, and deckest thy high places with divers colors, and place the harlot thereupon. The like thing shall not come, neither shall it be so. Thou hast played the whore also with the Assyrians, because thou wast unsatiable. Yea, thou hast played the harlot with them, and yet couldst not be satisfied. In that thou buildest thine eminent place in the head of every way, and makest thine high place in every street, and hast not been as an harlot, in that thou scornest hire. Wherefore, O harlot, hear the word of the Lord, and they shall burn thine houses with fire, and execute judgments upon thee in the sight of many women. And I will cause thee to cease from playing the harlot, and thou also shalt give no hire any more. And Aholah played the harlot when she was mine, and she doted on her lovers, on the Assyrians her neighbors, which yet she multiplied her whoredoms, in calling to remembrance the days of her youth, wherein she had played the harlot in the land of Egypt. Yet they went in unto her, as they go in unto a woman that playeth a harlot. So went they in unto Aholah, and unto Aholibah the lewd women. For their mother hath played the harlot, she that conceived them hath done shamefully. For she said, I will go after my lovers that give me my bread and my water, my wool and my flax, mine oil and my drink. And I said unto her, Thou shalt abide for me many days. Thou shalt not play the harlot, and thou shalt not be for another man. So will I also be for thee. Though thou, Israel, play the harlot, yet let not Judah offend, And come not ye unto Gilgal, neither go ye up to Beth-Aven, nor swear, the Lord liveth. And they have cast lots from my people, and have given a boy for an harlot, and sold a girl for wine that they might drink. Therefore thus saith the Lord, thy wife shall be an harlot in the city, and thy sons and thy daughters shall fall by the sword, and thy land shall be divided by lying. And thou shalt die in a polluted land, and Israel shall surely go into captivity forth of his land. And all the graven image thereof shall be beaten to pieces, and all the hires thereof shall be burned with the fire, and all the idols thereof will I lay desolate. For she gathered it of the hire of an harlot, and they shall return to the hire of an harlot. Because of the multitude of the whoredoms of the well-favored harlot, the mistress of witchcrafts, that selleth nations through her whoredoms and families through her witchcrafts. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers, and had sent them out another way.